Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Speak up a little bit, Mom.
This is Miles.
Speak up a little bit more, Mom.
Hey everybody, this is Miles of the morning. How you doing? It's the AM. If you're listening in China, on Chang, don't get interesting.
So I was just reading online, Ronnie Dangerfield's in a coma.
What?
Ronnie Dangerfield's in a coma.
You better be joking.
No, I'm serious.
Are you seriously?
Yeah, I just read it on Google or something.
No.
Serious?
Didn't he have something last year?
Well, he had surgery or something, and then he's in a coma.
Oh, seriously?
I guess he's been in a coma. They just really haven't talked about it.
Oh, man. I'm really bummed now.
They just finally admitted it. Well, then I'll bring you back. Ronnie Dangerfield's in a coma, but... You know, just to make you really happy.
Yeah.
The Star Wars trilogy, the first trilogy, is coming out on DVD tomorrow. So.
Well, that does make me happy, yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. You love Star Wars.
I do.
You are like a Star Wars junkie or something.
Yeah.
I know this is going to blow your plan to get broadband now, because you're going to... Not only can you have to wait for the Millennium Falcon thing you're going to buy.
Right.
But now you got to go out and buy the Star Wars trilogy tomorrow. And you got to have that, so that blows your savings, so you can't get broadband now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to have those DVDs.
That's true.
With all the extras on them.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's the down and the up.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that, man. Wow. It's like one of my favorite comedians, man. It is? No, it is, man. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
He is.
Wow.
Him and Henny Youngman, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Henny.
Pretty much he's the dirty Henny Youngman, isn't he?
Take my wife, please.
Right.
Right?
I get no respect. Right?
Why couldn't it be like Sinbad or something? Gallagher or something.
Gallagher had cancer.
Yeah, he's not dead, though.
No, he's not dead. Mm. Oh, now everybody's going to be doing their Rodney Dangerfield impersonations.
Man, wow.
Oh, had heart surgery.
Wow. Right? We got to bring the show up to a level, man.
Oh, please.
Bum me out, man.
Wow.
Hope you have a killer story tonight, man.
You do?
No, I said I hope you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, Christ.
All right, we'll just call it a night then.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
I just read it. I thought you might want to know. I couldn't.
Can you read something positive?
I couldn't send you the email for you to ignore for a week and a half, and then...
Yeah.
So therefore, I just told you.
I read your emails. It's just you send me stupid crap to read. And
I don't send you stupid crap to read.
You know, man finds snake in his butthole or something. Like,
I never sent you anything.
What
like that.
The hell do I care about that? You know, like.
I never sent you a story about that.
This could be you.
I usually send you stories about dead famous people.
No, what about the guy that was stalking a woman by putting a cell phone in her?
Oh,
car.
Well, that's because you're a stalker, and so I thought you'd like to tip.
I've never... Well, okay. Wait,
need I remind you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take you back about 10 years.
Take me back.
I'm working at the library in college.
Right.
You come in, and you start spouting off people's addresses and phone numbers. And not everybody, just the women.
Yeah.
Just the girls.
Right.
Hey, do you still live over on something-something Westway 1? Is your phone number 549-6661?
I was just being...
creepy. Creepy stalker. That's what you were being.
No, I wasn't creepy. Girls love that.
Yeah, they loved it a lot. After you leave, they're asking me questions. How would he know that? How did he know that? I go, I don't know. I guess he's psychic or something.
Yeah.
How did he know my address and phone number?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
He's a stalker. Stay away from him. See? So I thought, the stalker thing, I thought, hey, you know.
You thought I would enjoy that story, because right. I apparently have stalked some of your coworkers.
Yes. And yeah. I thought maybe you'd like the tip.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty cool idea there.
Well, I don't know why I would stalk any of those so-called women, believe me.
Hey, right. you know.
Someone needs to call the dog catcher.
At the time, you were...
No.
Yeah.
No.
You had a hankering.
I had some hot chicks in my own building I lived in, believe me.
And you were stalking them, too.
Those, yes. Those, yes.
So, see, if you would have had, like, you know, if cell phones would have propagated by then, you could have done the old cell phone trick.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm giving you an idea for your post-divorce life.
I guess.
So, you know, when your wife finally leaves you...
I have a room full of Star Wars toys.
Right, that's right. You'll be left with your Star Wars toys and you'll be in the minivan sleeping.
Yeah.
And maybe you could use a cell phone to stalk somebody.
I'm with some Rodney Dangerfield posters.
Right, with your back-to-school poster.
Yeah.
And your, right. Caddyshack poster.
Wow.
So what was that one he did... Oh, golly. With Cindy Williams?
What's that?
Meet Wally Sparks.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you'll have that poster up there.
No.
You got...
I'd have my Ladybug's
poster, right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, that kid killed himself or whatever, the Ladybug's kid.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think he's doing porn.
No, he killed himself.
Oh, no, that's Scotty Schwartz.
Oh. Yeah, I wanted to bring it... No, that's Scotty Schwartz. I decided to bring that up to bring up the mood anyway.
Oh. Okay.
So around here we evidently had we've had clues that there's a mouse in the house.
A mouse in the house?
Yeah.
A mouse in the house.
Right. Evidently the mouse doesn't know where the toilet is because it leaves, you know.
Yeah.
Leaves its droppings in the corner.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm all weirded out right now.
Now, wait a minute.
In the basement, yeah.
You probably have the largest collection of indoor cats.
I know.
Of anyone in the free world. And you still have the balls to tell me you have a mouse problem.
I am telling you, we have at least a mouse in the house somewhere. I'm pretty sure.
How many cats do you have in your house?
Well, see, here's the deal. Let me
tell
you.
The truth.
Here's the deal.
Keep it real.
I will. We actually have three in the house, but this is how I think the mouse got in.
Yeah.
One of the cats was, after your visit, as a matter of fact, so I think you have something to do with it.
Right.
Took to peeing on stuff after you left. And I don't know if you were peeing on stuff while you were here or what the deal was.
I didn't make love to that pillow I had.
Oh, see.
I don't know if
thanks. That was my pillow, probably. So it's been banished to the garage.
Yeah.
Because it just would not stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think that it let the mouse in through the garage.
Yeah.
Into the house.
You think?
I think it invited the mouse in.
As like some kind of get back thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think?
Well, that's my theory, yes.
Huh.
But I have three other healthy cats who don't piss on things in the house.
Don't say they're healthy.
Although I wouldn't mind if they pissed all over this mouse and killed it or something. But,
yeah.
I certainly am not wanting to find the carcass or anything.
I can't believe that with all these freaking cats.
Well, they're older cats.
Yeah, like every mother-loving cat in Illinois is at your house, man.
I don't know about that. But
yeah.
Yeah, we cats do have quite special. A few cats here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a little bit, that's freaking me out. I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's like some old widow women that look at your house and say, God,
damn. They say, God, get a life?
Yeah, they're like, holy crap, what the hell is that?
You think I'm mad with the three kitties I got, my little lovey kitties?
Romero.
Roberto.
Cat's going
Panini. World. And Robin Williams.
Where?
My daughter had this ingenious idea to make a trap for the mouse.
Okay.
And she got this from a story that her mother told her about trapping a hamster.
Uh-huh.
Which she took a little garbage can.
Right.
Put cheese at the bottom. and made a stair step books to get up into the garbage can.
Right.
And then it won't be able to get back out because it can't, you know.
Yeah.
It's plastic and smooth and everything. And
so, right.
So, yeah, so we got this garbage can trap going on tonight. But the thing is, I'm hoping it won't catch the mouse.
You think?
Well, because I'm the first one up in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'll have to deal with this. I really don't want to.
Right.
The kids will want to see it.
Well, yeah, the kids will want to see it. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to see some kind of filthy rodent in the house.
Yeah.
So I'm a little freaked out by it. I just found out today, and I keep looking in all the corners and stuff.
It'll grow well with all the wildlife outside you have.
Well, right, we got the raccoon and the possum, yeah.
Criminally, since you moved, you've had more wildlife.
Hey! It's like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom out here. So I sent little Jim out to the garbage can. Stick your nose down in there, little Jim, and tell me what's at the bottom of that garbage can.
Like a magic trick. Like every time you open that freaking garbage can, there's something new in there.
Hey, look! It's a llama!
Oh, my God!
Hey, Jimmy, it's a llama!
A spinning cobra!
Yeah! Yeah, maybe my neighbor's just putting them in there. That'd be kind of funny.
For laughs.
Yeah, for a laugh. Right, for a laugh.
Let's put a pole cat in there.
We can get a hold of a polar bear and put in their goddamn garbage can. We want these people to move.
I think that's it.
Yeah, could be.
That's got to be it.
So I'm a little freaked out, so I don't know how well I'm going to sleep tonight, but
that's
all right. Yeah. What's going on with you?
I went to a little family function over the weekend.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
Got to see my old Aunt Louise.
All right, Miles, where's the 40s? You said you was bringing the 40s this time.
Where's the 40-ounce?
That's right. And I don't just mean one 40 for all of us to swig on.
Yeah.
Like you did last time.
So, my aunt, as some people say, I say my aunt.
Your aunt? Is this your postcard aunt?
My aunt's retired from nursing recently.
Is this your postcard aunt?
My what?
The aunt that sent postcards?
No.
Oh, okay. You had an aunt that traveled and sent a lot of postcards.
No. That person is deceased.
Oh, okay.
So that would be impossible for her to send me a
postcard. Here's a postcard from hell. See you soon, son of a bitch.
Yeah. You bet.
That's that aunt.
But Aunt
Ethel.
Thank you. But she didn't know about our show.
Ethel the Flagellant. What?
My aunt did not know about the show.
Uh-huh.
So everyone's like cluing her in, like, you know, like, don't.
Don't say anything around Miles.
Yeah, for God's sake, don't say anything at all.
You don't want to fart or burp or any kind of bodily function. Don't excuse yourself to the restroom.
She goes, she told me a little quick nursing story here, but she was calling people in one by one into the doctor's office, you know, like, you know, Bob Lament,
uh-huh.
You know, come up here, right? Well, there's this file up there. She goes to call in. It's for a little baby.
Right.
And she's like, little baby, Bobby Illich.
Bobby what?
Illich.
Illich?
Illich.
Like illegitimate?
Yeah. You didn't
know that. Hey, bastard Bobby, get your ass in here. Doctor
bastard.
Wants to see you.
Is that French? Bastard? What? That looks a lot like
little bastard Bobby.
Bring that bastard child in.
So she was like a nurse at a doctor's office.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I was going to say, was she like a nurse at the hospital?
I thought she was at a hospital. I don't know. For some reason, she announced this like to several people. Like, that little illegitimate.
Why would they write that down? What would be their concern?
I don't know. The doctor's like, oh, that was kind of shorthand there, nurse.
That was a note for me not to say anything about that bastard child.
Bastard?
Is it yours, doctor?
The bastard.
Matter of fact.
Let's just say we won't charge anything.
That's right. Don't worry about this insurance on this one. It's all taken care of.
Oh, nothing to worry about. Nothing here. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing going on there.
The Illich children.
The Illich children, right.
Illich.
Like a pope or something. I was going to say, did your aunt ever give anybody a happy ending in the hospital there, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody ever wake up, you know, on first call there and she helped them out or anything?
I don't think so.
You didn't ask her that?
No. I didn't really go into a lot of questions about that.
I got to take your temperature. And, oh, my.
No.
Needed a little help there? Since you got two broken arms?
No.
No,
that did not happen.
Oh, let me help you out there. Let me here, put this in your mouth, and then we'll take care of that there. And then, all part of the job.
We didn't quite get into all those kooky nursing stories, you know. That
I hung out with. I had dinner one night with a guy who was a male nurse for a while, mm-hmm. and he had some really wild stories.
Really?
Yeah, like weird stories. About right. guys eating their own poop and all kinds of weird stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, they were, you know. The reason behind it was because they were a little, you know, touched in the head. But
right.
It wasn't like he just ate his own poop out of for the fun of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and weird stuff like it was just hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the funniest evenings at, like, a eating out, you know, when you're on the road or something.
Yeah.
It was so funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, did you know that blood is very viscous and slippery?
No.
Because he was telling a story about this dude whose aorta burst.
Yeah.
And he, like, bled everywhere.
Yeah.
In the hospital.
Yeah.
And they walk in to go check on him, and his blood's, like, all over the floor.
Oh.
And everybody's falling down. It was like a Three Stooges or something. Because he got to wear those little booties and stuff.
He died.
Wasn't John
Ritter, the guy died. The guy died, yes.
Yeah.
He had, like, some severe problems, and, but his, when it popped, it, like, popped out through the skin and everything because he had, like, some problems. And anyway, all his blood poured all over the floor. But it was really quite funny.
But it wasn't John Ritter, though, right?
No, it wasn't John Ritter.
It was
a very, very... A very sick person in, like, total, like, quarantine, I guess.
Because his family is now suing the hospital.
What disease would cause that?
I don't know. It was some kind of weird skin flesh-eating thing or something. I don't know. I didn't get all the details, but boy, did he tell a funny story about falling down on other people's blood.
Was it John Hurt?
No, it wasn't John Hurt.
Oh, no, not again.
It wasn't Rodney Dangerfield either. So.
Oh, you cruel bastard.
You son of a bitch. Well, all the best to Rodney, you know.
Yeah, all
and
props.
I'm sure you'll be the first one in line at the Best Buy to get your copy of the Star Wars DVDs.
I will.
Oh, and you don't get the Entertainment Weekly anymore, do you?
No.
They had, like, Circa 77 front cover with Han Solo and the whole group there. It was pretty...
Oh, save that for me.
It was totally, like, throwback.
Save that for me.
Go to the Entertainment Weekly website. You can see it.
No, you save it for me.
Well, all right. I'll save it for you.
All right.
All right.